we still hold out a lot of hope that we're going to get another product.
Rich, who asked that his last name not be used, is a second-generation GM worker. His dad worked at the plant for 42 years. He's worked here for the past 22. Now he leads a team that builds radiators for the current line of SUVs. He's just shy of earning a full pension, and he says he'd like to stay and produce a new green fuel-efficient car at the plant. He says he's confident he and his fellow union members could do that.
Our union brothers and sisters here are one of the top workforces in the country. And every time the company has asked us to do something, whether it's retool or re-rate or down-rate or whatever, we've either met or exceeded the bars that have been set for us in quality and throughput and production. There's no reason we shouldn't be considered for the next generation of what's going to be built here in Janesville, if that's ever a possibility.
Rich is 50 years old, and he has other options when his job ends today. He's been raising and training and shoeing horses as an experienced farrier for years, and he runs a marketing business on the side with his grown children. He says he saw the collapse of the auto industry coming several years ago and began putting a backup plan in place, but he's angry that GM and the country's political leaders didn't take steps to prevent it.
I don't think we've got the political will to stand up and bring the manufacturing sector back to this country, and that's where the problem lies. We're exporting jobs on a wholesale basis, and that's wrong. Ross Perot said it's a huge sucking sound with the jobs leaving this country. Well, he was absolutely right.
Rich says he's worried about that sucking sound and what it will mean for his hometown. So is Jim Lute. He's the business reporter for the Janesville Gazette. He married into a GM family. His wife's parents and brothers have worked at the plant for the past 40 years. He says they were part of what made the town a good place to live.
You name an issue or a cause in Janesville over the years, the union's been involved in it. The employee contribution from General Motors is typically accounts for 20 to 25% of the United Way. Blood drives, they run an annual food drive to help needy people in our community.
This year, the food drive just completed raised more than $30,000, and that commitment to the community won't end when the worker income that's fueled it does. At least, that's what Mike Sheridan predicts. He's the current Speaker of the State Assembly, past President of the Janesville UAW, and second-generation plant employee.
I know that our employees will continue to volunteer in the community, but it's the monetary part that you just can't replace.
But Sheridan holds out hope that a proposal still on the table in negotiations with GM will bear fruit. He says it's a union contract to make a new product, probably a green one, that he believes would save GM $120 million a year and could become a model for other auto union contracts across the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.